إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأزواجه وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek Allah's forgiveness and we ask Allah's assistance, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil souls and our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, no one can lead astray, and whomever Allah allows to go astray, then no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, alone, with no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. May Allah send his peace and his blessings, and may Allah exalt his mention and that of his wives, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah the way he deserves it, and do not die except as Muslims in a state of submission to Allah. O mankind, fear Allah, fear your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and from him created his partner, and from them dispersed many men and women upon earth. And fear Allah, to whom you demand your mutual rights, and keep your kinship ties. Verily Allah ever watches over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and say a good word. He will help you establish good deeds, and he will forgive you your sins. And whomever obeys Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has attained the greatest success. As to what follows, verily the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the best way of life and example to be followed is that of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs are the ones that we invent and introduce into this deen of ours, because every newly introduced matter is an innovation, and every innovation will lead astray, and whatever is astray will be going to the fire. Brothers in Islam, the first thing that you were taught upon becoming a Muslim, if you are a revert, or among the things that no one can be excused for being ignorant of, if this person is born Muslim, are the five pillars of Islam. Each one of us knows that Islam was built upon these five pillars as a structure. And whenever you have a structure that is based on pillars, each pillar is essential for the maintenance of the structure. Hajj, being the fifth, is one of them and is the final. And it is an act of worship that combines two kinds of worship. Financial, and remembrance of Allah. and struggling for the cause of Allah and striving in the way of Allah. You exert every kind of worship in Islam and Hajj. So my brothers, those of us who have performed Hajj this year as your Hajjat al-Islam, the Hajj of Islam, the one that is expected of you once in your life, you have completed your structure. Don't go back and destroy it. Don't destroy the house that you built. Don't let the structure fall apart now that you have all five pillars. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, one of our righteous predecessors, gave us a conclusive statement. Because people often wonder, how do I know if my Hajj was accepted? What are the signs of my Hajj being accepted? You go, you come back, and only Allah knows whether you were among those whose sins were forgiven. And they are today the same way they were when their mother gave birth to them in the early stages of their lives. No one knows. But Allah Azza wa Jal, with His wisdom, has made some signs, some indications. And our righteous predecessors used to pay attention to them. They used to notice these things, trying to find out whether they have elevated or whether they have went down in their Islamic life. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, an indication that your Hajj was accepted by Allah is that you come back from Hajj uninterested in this world and longing for the hereafter. You come back from Hajj, my brother, uninterested in this world and longing for the hereafter. And let us pause with that. Let each one of us evaluate himself according to that. Are we this individual, my brothers, those who performed Hajj? Do you feel today, while you are sitting here in this masjid, that you are looking forward to paradise and uninterested in this world? You may not know the answer. You may not know the answer. You don't know. You may think that you're longing for the hereafter and uninterested in this world, but you may be mistaken. Likewise, Allah has given us some indications in the Quran, so we will know whether this particular reality is applicable to us or otherwise. The first being, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah. And the remembrance of Allah, my brothers, is not simply saying Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Because you may say this while you're sinning. You may be saying Subhanallah while you're looking at a woman walking down the street. Tell me, for the sake of Allah, what did that Subhanallah do to you? That may be a sin against you, because you are belittling the signs and the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. The remembrance of Allah encompasses everything in your life, from fulfilling the obligations and avoiding the prohibitions. Then and only then, this verse is applicable to us. Because if we don't have that, then we will fall under this verse. Whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah, then he shall lead a miserable life. You know who's saying this? The one who controls your life. You know who promised you that you will have a miserable life? The one who gave you your life. So don't take this lightly, my brother. I'm speaking to myself first. The one who gave you life and gave us life is promising us that we will lead a miserable life. And that's only in the life. And the dunya will come and go. Even if you suffer, if you go to Jannah, it's worthwhile. If you suffer in this world and go to paradise, that's not a problem. But the problem is in the hereafter. And the verse continues. It doesn't only make your life miserable, but it will follow you till the day of judgment. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we will resurrect him, and we will gather this individual with the rest of the people blind. Blind? Why am I blind? Why would he be blind? He says there in the Quran, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. My Lord, why am I blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. And I used to have full sight. I didn't need no glasses. I didn't have to have a surgery. I could see. I could see clearly the haram. Why am I blind? And I used to have full vision in the world. Allah will give him the response. Such our signs, our verses, our proofs, our evidences, everything in Islam came to you, but you forgot about them, and thus today you will be forgotten. An equal recompense, jaza and wifaqa. You forgot about the signs of Allah, and on the day of judgment, my brothers, you will be forgotten about. And don't think that Allah will forget you in a sense where He doesn't know where you are. No, no, no. Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Aleem, the All-Knowing. Not the forgetfulness that we have, where we forget. Rather, it is that of disregard. Allah will know where you are, but Allah will not be concerned about you. May Allah protect us from this day. Brothers in Islam, the situation is real. If you were to compare the Hajj of our righteous predecessors to our Hajj today, you will be shocked. You almost don't believe what you're seeing. You don't believe what you're seeing. We don't know whether it is a picnic or a journey or worship to Allah. Is it a form of entertainment or what is it? How do we know that this verse will not apply to us? How do we know that we will be among those whom Allah said about, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. This is the opposite side of the cone. Of the coin, excuse me. The opposite side. The first one, they turn away from the remembrance of Allah. So they will be miserable in this life, blind on the day of judgment. But as for the one who does righteous deeds, whether a male or a female, while being a believer, then those are guaranteed a successful life. حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. A life of goodness. So in my life and your life, we will be able to know whether we are among those who are longing for the hereafter or among those who are concerned with this worldly gain. Check out your life. Are you happy, my brother? Or are you miserable? And don't be looking at your bank account to give me an answer whether you are happy or not based on how much money you got there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your heart inside. Are you pleased with Allah as your Lord? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as His messenger? And Islam as a way of life for you? And can someone be pleased with something and not follow it? Can someone be pleased with these and then turn away from them? That is hypocrisy. If we are truly pleased with Allah as our Lord, then we will be in submission to Him. And if we are truly pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger to us, then we will be truly following him. And if we are truly pleased with Islam as a way of life, we will not be looking outside for guidance. But to Allah we complain our situation today. And to Allah we complain our shortcomings. And only Allah knows what will be our situation on the day of judgment. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with His mercy, my brothers, we will be in trouble. We are not the same way they used to be. We are not like them. But I give glad tidings for the brothers who strive. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Thalaba that there will come days upon this ummah where the person who holds on to this deen is like a person who's holding a live burning coal. And this individual will have the reward of 50 men. The companion said, "O Messenger of Allah, 50 men from among them or 50 men from among us?" He said, "Nay, but 50 men from among you." Yes. Yes, Allah is merciful. Allah is generous. But where are the brothers? Where are the brothers who will hold on to this deen and take the affairs of the deen seriously? Where are the brothers who don't take the zina as some form of entertainment and understand that this is about loving Allah and fearing Him to the best of our ability? We're not asking anyone for more than they can bear, because we cannot do more than that. We have shortcomings. We will fall short. But brothers, we should not be falling short all the time. There are times for falling, but we should be standing most of the time. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to understand these reminders and make us among those who implement them in their lives. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praises due to Allah, the Lord of everything, and may Allah send His peace and His blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad, his companions, and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. Brothers in Islam, today we are here with each other, and very soon some of us will be departing. It is similar to a flight, and everyone has his boarding pass, and it is only a matter of time. It is just a matter of time before they make the last call for boarding on the plane, and off we go to the hereafter. The journey will not be for tourism. It will not be for entertainment. It will not be to visit some family members. You will be going on a journey to Allah Azza wa Jal, to the angels and the life to come. You will see what we speak about today. You will live it. You will see the grave being either a pit from the pits of the hellfire or a garden from the gardens of paradise. You will see. You will see the angels ask you to sit up, and they will ask you some questions, and you will see how you will handle the situation, this tough situation. Today you may know the answer, but Allah may not give you the firmness and the ability to answer properly if you were taking this deen in a joking manner in this life. You will be asked simple questions. Who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? You know it is Allah. But if you are distant from Allah today, you may not be able to give that answer in the grave. We will see, my brothers, how the life in the grave will be. All alone in seclusion. No visitations, no phone calls, no emails. No one will keep touch with you. The best that will happen to you, the best, is someone seeking forgiveness on your behalf. Your child making dua for you. Some knowledge you left behind for the people, or some charity that the people continue to benefit from. That's as good as it gets. There will be no other forms of communication with the world. And this day is not too far from now. This is not in a million years. This could be in a few hours, my brothers. This could be today. We often remind and remind about the nearness of this day, but some of us don't seem to believe. You speak, but they understand not. They listen, but they don't hear properly. You speak about the sunnah and the importance of following the sunnah, whether obligatory or voluntary, and some brothers simply do not care. As if they have received some confirmation from before they were born that they're going to go to Jannah without following the sunnah. I don't know what has happened to our brains, what has happened to our understanding of this deen. situation is serious and the preparation is today and every single thing that Allah commanded is significant in the sight of Allah. Don't belittle anything. I'm not going to strike some examples because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Because we are sensitive also. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Things that were commanded that we don't seem to believe. I will conclude this particular khutbah with a threat and a reminder from Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wal rasul wa la tawallaw anhu wa antum tasma'un. All you who believe, obey Allah and His Messenger and do not turn away from Him while you hear. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And do not be like those who say that we hear, but they really hear not. They hear with their ears, but it doesn't make it to their hearts. Don't be like them. You know who these are? Do you know who they are in the sight of Allah? إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصُّمُّ الْبُقْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. The worst of the creation in the sight of Allah are those who are deaf and those who are mute and they understand not. Yes, it's like that. These are the worst of the creation in the sight of Allah. We remind, and it seems that the reminder is finding nothing but echo. Today, my brothers, make a change in your life. Today, return to Allah. Today, repent to Allah. Perhaps Allah has decreed that this reminder will come to you before your death is around the corner. Maybe Allah will pardon you because of your repentance even before you do the action. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, اصرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وتقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. لك الحمد ربنا جل جلالك وتقدست أسماؤك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. أقم الصلاة.